السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على سيد الأولين والآخرين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. My respected brothers, sisters and elders in Islam, it is a blessing and tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Almighty Allah is blessing us and He is creating an environment where we can continuously engage in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every time that we get an opportunity to come to masjid and perform salah with jama'ah, it is one of the greatest blessings. And especially in month of Ramadan, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to come to masjid and perform salah with jama'ah, that is also our rewards are multiplied. In month of Ramadan, whatever sunnah, whatever nawafil that we do, it is multiplied in a great abundance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us. My dear respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have created us and created this world as a place of test. It's a place of bala and ibtila. And every single soul is born here, living in this world, will be tested in different way. وَبَلَوْنَاهُمْ بِالْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ Each and every one of us have been tested. Sometimes we think we have been given ease, we have been given wealth, we have been given authority, we have been given power, we have been given the worldly blessings, and we think Allah has honored us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in Surah Al-Fajr. فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمَنِ. And sometimes we think, oh, it's because everything is fine. Nothing wrong with me. Allah is pleased with me. Because of that, my life is so ease. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرْ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقًا فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests a human being, and Allah just restricts, He actually restricts the rizq. A little bit of your sustenance is restricted. And it has been, you know, shorten it here and there. You're finding little difficult. It's not easy. It's not a smooth way of doing things. Then this human being says, فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا. Allah, my Lord, Allah has what? Disgraced me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from uttering this type of word or even processing through our mind and heart. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing each and every one of us by giving us what we like, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes tests us by holding on to it. It's a test. What is a test? In this moment when we experience these things, what is the condition of our heart? That is a test. Month of Ramadan is a month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put through this training. The important training in this world, we have to learn to be patient, sabr. Sabr is the key. Sabr is the key when we, you know, hold on to that. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us something, sometimes we will ask the question, okay, in the time of difficulty, yes, we understand the sabr. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens and gives you everything, what is the sabr there? No, that sabr is the most difficult sabr. You know, the sabr, when we go through difficulty and pain, is the most easiest sabr. The sabr, when Allah has given you wealth, When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you power, when Allah has given you knowledge, when you are smart, everything is happening accordingly and you have authority and power, at that moment, sabr is the most difficult thing. And what is the sabr at that moment? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and you the understanding that at that moment, sabr is that we don't misuse the wealth, the ni'mah, the bounty that Allah has given. Our heart desires, you can get whatever you want. But you say, Inna Allah la yuhibbul musrifeen. Allah does not love those who do extravagant, so I'm not going to do extravagant. Allahu Akbar. That's a difficult task. You have your cash with you, you have the card, you can buy whatever you want it. But you are saying, no, I'm not going to be a musrif. I'm not going to waste. I'm not going to give it to my desire. It's very difficult. It's a difficult. That's the test. That is the training that we are going through in month of Ramadan. In month of Ramadan, food is there at home. You are not staying hungry because there is no food. Everything is there. But you are actually training yourself and saying enough for your nafs. No, this is, you know, whatever this is, Allah has given me. If Allah have told me to stay away from it, even though I have everything, I will stay away from it. There's no one to question me, no one to ask me. It's my money, my car, my petrol, I can do what I want. But at that moment you're saying, no, I'm not going to do this. Is it easy? You have authority. A person ill-treated you badly. In return, you can ill-treat him badly. Or you can actually take revenge. But at that moment, you hold on, say no. For sake of Allah, I'm going to forgive him. In month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala putting us through that training. When someone argues with you, you have the ability to answer. You're supposed to say what? Inni sa'im. Oh brother, Allah forgive me and you, I'm fasting. So I'm not ready to continue this conversation. It's getting heat up. You can keep answering it, but you have to be. When you have the ability, when you have the strength, at that moment being patient, Allahu Akbar. It's not easy. It's not easy. And then this is the moment. The Sahaba says, we were tested with both. We were tested with difficulty, poverty, fear, all that. And then similarly, we were tested with ease, wealth and power. And they say to their students, Wallahi, believe me, the test with wealth and power is the greatest test. It's the greatest test. Many people fail there. Many people. So Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us this month of Ramadan so that we go through this consciously. It's a conscious exercise saying that, no, resist. I will hold on. I'm hungry, I hold on. Even after iftar, you know, it's open up. You can eat what you want. You can do what you want. No, at that moment you resist. You say, no, I just need what suffices me. If I eat too much, I can't stand. If I drink too much water, I cannot stand. You know, ulamas have written with regard to iftar, immediately after iftar, you're not supposed to take lots of liquid at once. When you take lots of liquid at once, you'll feel drowsy. Because your system is craving for it, and when you start absorbing it, you cannot stand. So you have to take liquids like in break, little, 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 little. Your system needs it, you give little, little, little. Take little food so that you can stay awake. You can stand and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is a training, continuous training of being sabr. Allahu Akbar. My dear respected brothers, and that sabr, when we are being like parents, we have authority over the children, right? We are husbands and we have authority over our spouses. At that moment, you use rahm, mercy above your authority, and you always be patient. Being patient is the key. for any problem. For any problem, you cannot solve it by you reacting for it. Patient means you don't react immediately. Patient means you hold on and you process it through for a while. You don't utter a word without thinking. That is patient. You allow that to go through, digest and say, okay, what is going to be the positive of it, negative of it? Hold on. You're getting angry, respond. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trained these two sahabas. The greatest sahabi, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, was trained this way. In the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu was there. One person came and he started going on, blaming Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He kept quiet. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also kept quiet. Not a single word was uttered. He could not hold on anymore, because as a human being, there is a point that spills over. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu just answered him. When he opened the mouth and uttered a word, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up and went. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was very upset. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his most close associate, loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved Abu Bakr Siddiq so much. Abu Bakr Siddiq followed him. Say, Ya Rasulullah, it's not fair. You know, that man was going on for so long. I was quiet, you were quiet. But soon as I opened my mouth, only one word I said, you stood up and went. What did Rasulullah say? You know, I was there quiet, you were quiet. Whenever that person is blaming you, saying something, Allah appointed an angel and angel is responding. Soon as you open your mouth, angel left. So I also left. We don't see this. There is a world unseen is operating. Angels are with us. We don't see that. If we can focus our mind, turn our mind towards that, patience is key. Sometimes, you know, simple things, you know, it's very sad. You know, we are matured, we are living as Muslim for so long, but then the imam stand up and say about parking problem, you say, okay, what's wrong? That people lose patience. People forget about why. You see how shaitan, you know, misleads us. It's pretty things. You're coming for a purpose, you're coming for a good cause, you want to perform salah with jama'ah, get the first takbir, all that. It's good. But we need to understand, how do we achieve that? We have to achieve it in a most purest form without harming or hurting or, you know, if anything goes wrong and a person is telling, you have to be calm. You can, with a smile, you can respond. With a smile, with beautiful word. وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. You know, when a person is giving you, respond in an evil way, you're supposed to be do idfa'. Idfa' means defend. Billati ahsan. Defend with something which is good. When person is going on, you say, may Allah forgive me and you, brother. Allah forgive you. May Allah have mercy on you. This man is angry, but you're saying, may Allah have mercy on him. Either he's going to get more annoyed and go on, or he's going to walk out. You are not going on and saying that, you know, anything bad. You just think, may Allah have mercy on us. May Allah have mercy on you. May Allah forgive me and you. Because we are human beings. This is something, the most difficult thing. And sabr, my respected brothers, it doesn't mean that you don't do anything. You're just sitting. Sometimes our people think sabr means, you know, in difficult, I mean, just wait till Allah comes down, you know. Especially when there is a situation of difficulty you are facing. No. Sabr means, وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ مَا أَصَابَ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ. That means, if anything, a calamity, a harm, or a difficulty, a test, does not reach you without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. First, you have to say, you know, sabr, you get that strength to be sabr, is when you say, Allah knows about it. First, you have to say that. It's a process. It's a thinking. It's an act of heart. It's not an action of your body. It's what you go through your mind and heart. It's your dialogue between your mind and heart. Mind will say, you know, I need to do this, I need to do this, I need to do this. Logical response. Heart will give you respond, emotional response. Getting angry, getting sad, irritation, frustration, that all come from heart. So the mind and heart goes through this process. First you have to say, anything reaches you, anything happens, it can be an accident, sudden thing. First you have to focus it, oh, this didn't happen without Allah's knowledge. Allah knows about it. So soon as you divert that, Allah knows it actually came through that process, you know. What may you mean? With Allah's permission. So Allah chose me. So this is test direct from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then وَمَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ. At that moment, you need to have iman, faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the faith? Allah loves me. Allah has sent this. So I need to handle this well. And definitely Allah will guide our heart. يَهْدِ قَلْبَ. If you have faith in that. So when a difficulty comes, it can come in a different way, brothers. You know, some of the most difficult tests is that when your close one, loved ones, do certain things that you cannot bear it. Some of their actions, some of their words. Oh, they go through difficulty. Sometimes you're not going through difficulty and pain. You see them, the loved ones, going through pain and difficulty. It's very difficult. It's more painful to you. It's more painful to you. And losing something which you really love. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, the year Amul Huzun, went through so much of difficulty. For almost 2.5 years, 3 years, they were kept in the valley of Sha'bi Abi Talib. No social interaction. They were starving, no food. Those years are not considered as Amul Huzun. Amul Huzun means the year of sorrow. The year Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lost his beloved wife Khadija radiallahu anha and his uncle Abu Talib, that year is considered to be what? The Amul Huzun. The year of sorrow. It's difficult. Allah gives us and it's our nature, we get attached to it and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take it. It's a test. Allah tests us by giving and Allah will test us by taking. So at that moment, condition of our heart, very, very important. وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يَرْضَى رَبُّنَا. We should not utter except for what Allah is pleased with us. إِلَّا مَا يَرْضَى رَبُّنَا. What we say at that moment? Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. At that moment, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Oh Allah, make me, give me the wisdom. You know, if we understand the wisdom behind it, it's easy. But sometimes we don't understand the wisdom behind it. We always have this question, why? Why me? Why this is happening? Why every time is for me? And believe me, brothers, when you in the path of Allah, it's a jihad, you know. Our whole life is jihad. Sometimes we are very scared to say what jihad. Jihad is not, you know, going to battlefield with. In the Quran, Allah used both this word. One is jihad. Other one is qital. Qital is what? Military expedition. You take the weapon and you go and physically fight. That is qital. But jihad is used everywhere. Even in Makkah, jihad is used. So in Makkah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never took an army and resist or fought. But jihad, we are in the path of behind jihad. Jihad is first jihad on nafs, battle within us. It's going through. Once we are in that path, right, you get a test now. And you keep holding on and you have to always tell yourself the next one is going to be more difficult. And Allah is going to test you, believe me. The next test, the pain is going to be more severe. But definitely, we have to tell ourselves, I'm going to face it. It's that called examination. Every time, you know, when you're in high school, you say, oh, at that time when you're experiencing that exam, you say, oh, the most difficult thing. You're done. And then you go to university, and we say, oh, now it's more difficult, man. What's wrong? You're going higher. What does it mean? you're getting qualified, you're getting more closer to Allah, more closer to Allah. The people who are closer to Allah have been tested most. And that means when Allah is testing you, you have to give glad tidings for you. Alhamdulillah. Allah have chosen me. So many people are there. Allah chose me. Allah chose me. And test is very, very difficult. My dear brothers, I was telling about the test in ease and difficulty. There's, you know, those days, for us to go through that, it's very important. We need to have a spiritual mentor. Spiritual mentor means you're not worshipping him. Spiritual mentor means that you're not making him, you know, the final say when it comes to matters of Sharia. No, that he gives you certain perspective and make you think, because sometimes you are in, you can't see that perspective. When you are going through that experience, you can't see. Either you need to have a friend who can make you see these other perspectives around you and give you certain, you know, context to what you're going through in this life. Context with Akhirah, context with other people. And Allah will give you. Just before I came, I went to the graveyard to say salam for my son's qabr. I was sad. I was coming out, another brother walks in, he greets me, he says, "Oh Sheikh, I was there for your janazah, but you know, you didn't know who came, who didn't come. I'm very sorry about it." And then he says, 3 weeks before your son passed away, my son, 8 years old, only one day fever, next day he passed away, he's buried there. I said, "Oh, I'm going through pain, but when I'm thinking about his pain, I felt his pain is greater. His pain is greater." So Allah will send you, you know, people around that will give you a different perspective. And even at that moment of pain, you will find peace. This is very important. You can feel pain. You can't remove pain away. This is what the world is trying. They're trying to take the pain, difficulty away. No, never. Allah, soon as you are born, you have to experience pain and joy, happiness in this world. That's what. The test here is that. Experiencing pain, joy, happiness. So at that moment, you feel a different perspective. You know, oh, my son lived with me 5 years. How difficult for him. The son lived with him for 8 years. So more attachment. And my son had certain health condition, complications. Right? So there was more likely that my son, this child was healthy. Parents never expected. And suddenly one day fever and next day sudden snatch. Oh, how painful it is. Just imagine. Who sent this? It didn't happen accidentally. This is Allah. Because when you're talking to Allah in your heart, you're telling Allah, it's painful, Ya Allah. When you're telling Allah, Allah send people who will actually give you a different perspective. So you will be appreciating and you will be thanking Allah at that moment. So immediately, you know what I said? I said, Alhamdulillah. Because I felt his pain. You see, we need to understand people, why we need believers, why we need families, empathizing. You know what is empathy? Empathy is someone who you can share and understand your situation. Remember, Allah understands our situation more than anyone else. Then only we can go through this pain. It's a patient. Right? When Allah has given us wealth, Allahu Akbar, resisting in at that time, being patient at that time. Like I said about Sheikh, you know, a person lived in a village where his murid, a person who is under him is trying to travel to another city. Then this Sheikh says, you know, when you go to that city, my Sheikh is there. Please go and try and meet him. Convey my salam and ask from him a nasiyah for me, advice. This Sheikh lives in poverty. In a small shanty house, you know, nothing much. He's struggling with his day-to-day sustenance. This man goes there. He inquires about the Sheikh. They show a huge palace. You go see, it's in this palace. He needs to get appointment. He gets in there. Eventually, he meets the Sheikh. Luxurious life. Vincent sits there. spoke to Shaykh, told, you know, I'm so-and-so student, I came to see you, he gave salam, and he wants some advice from you. This man says, you know, go and tell your Shaykh, you know, to take away the dunya from his heart. This student got annoyed. I mean, this man is, you know, swimming in the dunya. My Shaykh doesn't have anything. He's struggling. This man is telling my Shaykh to take the dunya away from the heart. He came back. He spent time with his Shaykh. He didn't tell because he was not convinced. The Shaykh asked, you went? No, what happened? Did you meet him? Yes, I met him. What did he tell? And he said, you know what, Shaykh? You know what he's saying is this, you know. It didn't make sense, so that's why I didn't convince you. Shaykh said, Wallahi, he inherited, he's born from a royal family. All this dunya, that he was born there. He inherited it. Although he lives in that, not a single bit of dunya in his heart. But you know, I don't have anything, but every day my heart is saying, why don't I have a better house? Why don't I have a better food? What he's saying is true. I am not pleased with my condition. Allahu Akbar. It's not out appearance what you see. When you have everything and you are able to resist from your heart, not having it in the heart. Not having it in the heart. It's a very, sometimes you may not have anything, but you can have the entire dunya in your heart. Sometimes you can have everything, but not even a single atom is in your heart. Not even a single atom in your heart. You are ready. You know what is not single atom in your heart? It does not change your condition. When you lose that thing, you will say, Alhamdulillah, nothing. It's fine. If it is making your condition go here and there, oh, it's trouble. Right? And the most difficult part is that our families. So, my dear respected brothers, month of Ramadan, Allah has blessed us that we have to go through this process of sabr. Different perspective we need to get. Inshallah, we will elaborate more on inshallah on the next and few lessons with regard to sabr. Bring more context to it because we need to get more context to it. Sometimes sabr with your wife, with your husband. How is sabr with your husband and wife? Is it an easy task? You know, other day, a friend of mine sent me a joke. The iftar, they're standing together, making dua. Sisters shouldn't get offended. It's just for to make, you know, feel a little comfortable. Making dua, Allah, remove all my difficulty away. And he opened his eyes, his wife is gone. She also said, Amin. He also said, Amin, wife is gone. He said, oh no. You know, it's going to be wife, children, whatever it is, it's a test. You know, difficulty is not going to go away from you. Test is not going to go away from you. Sometimes we ask that. No. We must ask Allah, Allah, give me the strength, the ability, the wisdom, the patience to handle the situations in this way. That's what we need. We need that calmness. We need that ability. Even if that, alhamdulillah, we will know how to handle the situation. Because that's going to come. If you have people those days, when I used to do pre-marriage counseling, I used to tell a lot of fancy things. Like, you know, sahabas, life is like this. You need to get up together, pray tahajjud together, all this. It's not working out. You know what I do now? When they come for pre-marriage counsel, oh, brother, are you ready to go through difficulty? Struggle? You need to. That is the method of Quran. Quran strengthened Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by telling the challenges. You know, it's not going to be always fancy. When, you know, what gives us hope, thinking everything is going to be. No, there is challenges. Marriage is not easy. So how do we overcome that situation? When we connect this perspective with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with regard to Akhirah, connect the perspective with others, so we gain the strength and we go through this sabr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us sabr in every single moment and give us the strength, the wisdom. We in every single condition, please, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our iman is, you know, firm in that situation. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.